Padre Pio was exceptionally sensitive to the sins he committed. In fact, he would experience guilt for sins committed way back in childhood. Stay tuned to hear the story. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book, Saint Pio of Pretlcina, The Greatest Wonder Worker of the 20th Century, by Father Karl Wagner. In this book, Father Wagner shares a thought-provoking anecdote about a man, a father, who sought Padre Pio's prayers for his very sick son. However, it turns out the son wasn't the only one in need of healing. Here's the story. A father of a sick child traveled alone to San Giovanni Rotondo to seek Padre Pio's prayers for his sick son. The poor child had been blind and paralyzed since birth, and it seemed that the only thing that could cure his condition was a miracle. "What are you saying?" asked Padre Pio. "When you get home, your son will run to meet you, healed, but you are the one who is sick." As you can imagine, the man was left completely confused by Padre Pio's words. He explained that he had undergone a medical examination not too long ago, and that no illness whatsoever was found. He was perfectly healthy. However, Padre Pio was not referring to any physical ailment. He replied, "You still don't understand? Your soul is seriously ill. You haven't confessed in more than 31 years. Humbled by Padre Pio's reprimand, the man made a general confession and received absolution. Upon arriving home, the son, now healed, indeed ran to meet him, just as Padre Pio had foretold. God indeed works in mysterious ways. If this man's child had not been sick, he might have never sought Padre Pio's help, continuing to live with the stain of sin on his soul. It seems that some faithful aren't always very sensitive to the weight of sin on their souls. While venial sins don't directly sever our relationship with God, as do mortal sins, saints emphasized these points. Venial sins weaken our resolve against sin and diminish our love for God. Unchecked, venial sins can create a slippery slope, making us more susceptible to grave sins. They hinder our progress towards holiness and intimacy with God. Saint John Bosco said, "But do not despise these sins which we call light. If you take them for light when you weigh them, tremble when you count them." Now, Padre Pio couldn't bear the slightest offense to God. In fact, there were many times when he would shed tears contemplating his unworthiness of God's love and mercy. This shedding of tears is a gift from God. I've made a video addressing this topic titled, "What Was Padre Pio's Silent Sorrow?" If you haven't seen it yet, you can find a link in the description below. Father Michel Placentino shares that one night he found Padre Pio laying in bed, sobbing. When he asked him what was the matter, Padre Pio replied, "I'm a pig because I remember telling a lie when I was little, and I still feel the regret." Can you imagine that? Padre Pio referring to himself as a pig for a lie he told decades ago. Such was the regret our dear Padre Pio felt for his sins. On a separate occasion, Padre Pio displayed his sincere humbleness despite his well-known holiness. There were many people gathered in front of Padre Pio's cell, eagerly awaiting his blessing. As the wait grew longer, Father Paolino decided to enter the cell to inquire about the delay. To his surprise, he found Padre Pio in tears. "What are you doing?" asked Father Paolino. "Why are you crying? Don't you hear the people calling for you?" "My brother," replied Padre Pio, But don't you see that these people, instead of going to the master, come to the boy? Father Gaetano shares that one day, as Padre Pio was hearing confessions, the preaching focused on Adam's sin, and Padre Pio started to cry. When Father Gaetano asked him, "Why are you crying? You didn't even commit this sin." Padre Pio, emphasizing his own fallen nature, replied, "But I would have done it too." An old friend of Padre Pio, Dr. Franco Lotti, came to visit him in his cell and found him crying. When the doctor asked him why was he crying so much, Padre Pio gave a profound answer. "I cry just thinking about having to present myself to God." He then opened a window and continued, "Before, you didn't see the dust on this table, but now you do. I do not worry about the mistakes I know, but about those God will place before me." In our lives, we often prioritize our physical well-being over the state of our soul. We tend to categorize our health based on the condition of our bodies, deeming ourselves healthy when physically fit. However, Padre Pio's wisdom reminds us that the salvation of our souls is the paramount purpose of our lives. A sick soul, burdened by sin, is a more serious ailment than any physical affliction. Let us therefore strive for a holistic approach to health, nurturing a healthy mind and body while ensuring our soul remains in the state of grace. In doing so, we embark on a journey of self-care that encompasses the well-being of our entire being. Thank you for listening. Please do like and share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You will find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.